radio microphone and use promo code BAY. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online.
7 to 10 this morning. We keep it real with Will and Willie like we do every weekday from 7 to 10. And some of them are at Hotel Vitale, San Francisco, and others are, who the heck knows where Will is? We can't keep track of him. For the life of us. He's in Reno, isn't he?
He's going to Reno. De Janeiro. No, that's Rio. Yes, this is Paul Wells all by myself at the moment. The mayor's on his way.
Oh, great. Okay.
You know, I'm in lovely Reno. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at the Hotel Vitale, the lovely Hotel Vitale. And we have the lovely Marianne Akers. It's our D.C. day. And boy, is it a D.C. day. We have two congresspeople with us. Loretta Sanchez from Orange County, the 47th District. What else do we have, Will?
We got Bob Summerbee's going to be with us. And somebody else. I can't remember.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee.
Oh, that's right. We got two congresspeople.
Mm-hmm.
And we're full of Congress today.
And $8 billion in Exxon's profit coffers for the first quarter. That's pretty dang good.
Wow. But they're going to give all that money back.
They promise.
Yes, they promise. They're going to give it back to puppy orphanages.
And, yes, in private schools and nonprofit organizations, yeah, and social justice groups.
You know, that's my favorite thing, is that the Republicans are screaming about the Democrats have no ideas, and now they're co-opting all their ideas about, remember the energy bill, the new energy bill? Well, let's put some money on these, let's get rid of these tax incentives. They're making too much. No, no, we can't do that. Now, suddenly, wow, it's the Republicans' idea. How clever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys always have good takes, and we're looking forward to hearing all of them this morning. Thank you all. Check CNN headlines just a couple of seconds. And also, we have some earthquake tips. All that commemoration of the 06 earthquake is over, but still have some tips to keep you prepared. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station for KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. The price of gas is up, and so are profits at oil giant ExxonMobil. CNN's Jane King tells us how much.
If high gas prices have you seeing red, you may want to ignore the business news today. Oil companies like ExxonMobil are reporting their quarterly profits. Exxon did come in at $8.4 billion in quarterly profits. That was higher than last year, but not a record-setting pace. That was set in the fourth quarter of last year. Chevron reports its profits tomorrow.
Soon the Freedom Tower will rise above New York's skyline. Correspondent Gary Baumgarten reports live. Several dignitaries are on hand as construction begins at the World Trade Center site.
Bill, it will be an iconic 1,776-foot-tall building to replace the Twin Towers, billed as the tallest in North America. And it will dwarf four other skyscrapers that will be built, some controlled by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the landowners, some by private developer Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder. Silverstein agreed to give up control of the Freedom Tower yesterday, clearing the way for the start of construction today. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
Not everyone wants to see FEMA go.
I agree that FEMA has had tremendous problems. I agree that it, to some extent, needs serious revamping, but I don't think that it should be abolished.
John Copenhaver is director of the Disaster Recovery Institute and a former regional director for FEMA. Two Senate leaders are about to announce details of a report that calls for getting rid of FEMA, which many blame for a poor response to Hurricane Katrina. President Bush checks back in on efforts to rebuild along the Gulf Coast today. He'll salute the efforts of volunteers while in Mississippi and Louisiana. There will be no deliberations today in the death penalty trial of 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. One of the jurors is sick. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
960 The Quake wants you to be prepared for the next earthquake, and we have some ideas to help.
I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with a tip to help you minimize the damage. Your home may have hundreds of valves, but knowing the location of just one can help keep you safe after an earthquake. Gas leaks from broken and damaged pipes are a frequent occurrence during an earthquake. Knowing the location of your valves and making sure you have the tools to operate them can help avoid damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on a pipe coming out of the ground, going into the gas meter. Next, attach a wrench directly to the meter with a plastic tie so it can be easily located in the event of a leak. As another option, you can have an automatic gas valve installed that will shut itself off if an earthquake were to occur. Lastly, remember that if the gas does have to be turned...
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Hercules crash. Earlier, motorcycle down. Rider broke his leg. All on the shoulder now, but you backed up from the west end of the Carquinez Bridge past that crash, which is on Willow Ave, westbound 80. Vacaville crash behind it, westbound 80, the off-ramp to Leisuretown. Two-car crash. It looks like it's blocking the freeway, but it definitely is blocking the off-ramp. Oakland stall, right lane, 880 northbound before 28th on the Guadalupe Parkway. Three-car crash in the fast lane. Not so fast anymore, right before Santa Clara Street. That's on northbound 87. Metering lights are on the back up to the 880 overcross, Baybridge Toll Plaza. Wake up to a great McDonald's breakfast like the sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or a cool fruit and yogurt parfait every day on the dollar menu. Breakfast that's hot, fast, and delicious. That should get you going in the morning at participating McDonald's. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now. San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And from down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, we're ready to keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm Paul Wells here with the Honorable Willie Brown.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Did you keep John moving in the prep as we started it?
We were all going strong. Yeah, and Will is joining us this morning from Reno.
He's at a slot machine at Reno.
He's working one there.
No, I'm not at a slot machine. I threw some money in last night, but not much.
Oh, just whatever your fee is, Will. That's what you're required to do. Leave it up there.
No, I don't think so. These guys got me working pretty good.
You know, you look around there, and there are not as many Californians now as there was, say, 3 or 4 years ago before the Indian casinos started their run. And now you don't have to go all the way to Reno to get rid of your money.
I was just talking to Dan Fitz, and he's the station manager here, and he was saying that the Roseville Indian Casino is the one that's really dragged a lot of people off the hill. They don't have to go over the hill. They don't have to worry about snow or chains or anything. But the condos that they're building here in downtown, everywhere you look, they're taking old casinos and turning them into condos. And I'm just wondering, who's going to live in Reno?
Well,
I don't know.
Apparently, though, it is a land boom operation. I have a friend who moved up there about 3 years ago, and he moved from Alameda, sold his place in Alameda, took whatever he made on the upside in Alameda, bought a place in Reno, fully cash paid. He has improved himself by some $200,000 to $300,000 in less than 2 years.
What are we doing here?
I don't know, but he's doing it extremely well. And I've urged my daughter to go up there and, instead of buying here, buy a little four-unit up there in 10, 15 years. She'll be set for her retirement.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they might be overbuilding right now because so many old casinos and all downtown in the same area, which is, you know, kind of grungy at certain hours of the day.
Well, you recall, south of Market in San Francisco was one time grungy. Down by the stadium and down by all those new lofts and condos, Herb Cain used to call it the wine country because that's where all the wine bottles hung out. Well,
water.
Now you pay millions of dollars. The St. Regis Hotel, for an example, and the residence that's been built there. The residency that's been built there. I think they started about 1.7 or 1.8 million for probably less than 1,500 square feet. It's about $1,000 a square foot. The same goes for almost every other place south of Market. They have a whole food store down there, which is obviously the most expensive natural food store you can get. Starbucks is on almost every corner. You can tell that progress is being made and civilization is moving forward when Starbucks buys another joint.
All right, you convinced me. I'm going to buy a condo up here in Reno.
I think I'll buy stock in Starbucks.
Well, I'm telling you all that because I'm seriously thinking about investing up there in real estate.
Yeah, you want to go in on a condo?
Oh, absolutely. You stay on one side of the bed and I stay on the other.
Hey, while you're in Reno, Will.
Talk about strange.
Broke back quake. Broke back quake.
On back radio.
On 960 The Quake this morning, we have the news. Senators are Republican senators looking to give everyone $100 for gas money. And maybe just go to Reno, you'd probably be better off. What's $100 for gas money now? A tank? Two tanks? Maybe.
No, I told you. I filled up my car on Sunday, Sunday night, and it was $61.95. $61.95 for one tank of gas. And I got to tell you, it's a good thing that I was in L.A. and moving around down there. Otherwise, I'd have to fill it up again. My car drinks a lot of gas. It's like that fancy hot rod that Will Durst drives.
You know, I was thinking of driving up here to Reno.
No, you were not.
And it worked. No, because I love that drive, especially when the roads are clear. I love that drive up to Reno. 80 is so gorgeous. You know, when you get to Blue Canyon and, you know, between Auburn and the state line, it's just beautiful. And I love that drive, especially when I used to have a convertible, as Paul does now. I mean, he can tell you what it's like.
It's a Chrysler Sebring. It's my midlife Chrysler.
But
is that a commercial of some sort?
I mean, I hope we get paid for this.
But it works out that it's cheaper for me to fly because I flew up here yesterday and then I'm flying back down tomorrow after the show and then I fly to Denver and then I fly to New Orleans. And because it's all one ticket, it was actually cheaper for me to fly than to drive up here.
Yeah, well, congratulations. All those advanced miles, you'll be able to give them to Paul and he'll be able to get out of that expensive car he's in.
Oh, yeah, it's real expensive. $8 billion in profits for Exxon. Did you see that one, Will?
Yeah. Well, we know that these are going to be coming out all week long. Didn't British Petroleum also come out earlier at $4 billion? And Mobil, was it Mobil Exxon? Who was the one last quarter? The last quarter of 2005?
Exxon Mobil.
Was that Exxon Mobil?
That was Exxon Mobil.
Yeah. It's a public relations nightmare, but you think of this money that they have, all of this money that they're making, and just imagine that all these oil companies scrape together just $1 billion. That means they could throw $1 million into 1,000 elective races in America, $1 million into 1,000 races. How would that change the balance of the Democratic momentum? I think that would change it a lot.
Well, no, let me tell you, I don't think so, because I don't think you can take oil money at the moment. As a matter of fact, it's a liability. Oil money is like tobacco money now.
But they'll find a way to fuddle it through. It'll be Americans for progressive thinking and goodness.
Let me tell you, I count on the political operative types that none of that money will ever hit. They'll take that money off the table. It'll fall off the table into the trash can on the way to your door.
Hey, they're trying to give everybody $100. Isn't that a bribe?
They are. But, you know, if you could just go by circle, they had no way of identifying whether or not you picked up the 100. We could go over to, let's say, just think about it. I got a lot of friends.
I got a lot of different names.
That's right. That's right. You know, you could do that about 15 times a day. I mean, you'd have everybody I know personally making $1,500 to $2,500 without taxes per day.
And Reginald Winfield Gardner III would also get stand in line a couple times.
Oh, that's just one of my names.
No, check it out. Check
that's
this
just
out,
one
guys.
Of my names.
This $100 rebate is in order to pass a bill that has folded into it the proposal to open part of the Arctic National Wildlife Alaska to oil exploration. So that's the background of the here. We'll give you $100, but we're going to take part of the oil out of the Alaska
refuge.
But,
Paul, you knew the $100 didn't come without some connection. I mean,
of
how
course.
Many times have you walked in a bar and offered to buy a young lady a drink, and it came with some connections? Give me a break. I've seen your Toscas. What are you talking about, Paul? So you would suspect it would have some. That sugar would have to have something that causes you to stick. And in this case, it's the drilling. And believe me, I mean, you'd be in real trouble.
It's the drilling of the oil, and it's the drilling in the bar, yeah?
And I can see Betsy now at EcoTalk. Oh, man, she says, we're not treating this properly.
No, we don't have the proper respect.
No, we're not politically correct. We should be outraged that they would be attempting by subterfuge to gain the opportunity to go into the pristine wilderness in Alaska and tap a hole in the ground for the purpose of extracting oil, a resource that's quickly dwindling. Overnight dwindling.
See, I have no problem with drilling in Anwar. I really don't care about Anwar. It's so far away. My theory is that we shouldn't be spending money on old sources of fuel. I think we should be spending the money on new sources of fuel. Because eventually, when oil is $100 a barrel, you know, all that coal shale is going to be suddenly financially feasible to go through. All the solar panels will be financially feasible. And the technology gets better and better every year. So you're bringing the cost down through advanced technology rather than just spend it on the combustion engine.
Let me make a prediction. I think if the oil prices continue the way they are currently, and the nature of this government, i.e., the absence of any controls or any excess profit tax, any surtax, by the time of the election, no politician seeking public office will admit knowing anybody connected with oil, let alone take a contribution from them. It would be the most, if oil goes to $80, $90 a barrel, and at the pump it goes up to $4.50, $5 a gallon, I'm telling you, the public will absolutely flip out, and you will find politicians running for the heavens.
But who wins, Republicans or Democrats?
No, Democrats will win, because Democrats are not the beneficiaries of oil dollars. Only a few Democrats, just like for years.
But
only
the Republicans are blaming the Democrats for this oil crisis. They're blaming the Democrats. They're saying that the Democrats are the friends of big oil.
Well, that's what I would say, too.
Well, that's what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday with the ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, with the ha, ha, ha. Well, not only that, Materian Ross printed that Governor Schwarzenegger had been the beneficiary of in yesterday's columns.
$2 million.
Yes, and that's nothing. Can you imagine somebody just gives you $2 million and they are so tainted that you are the least of the beneficiaries? and yet you're being nailed for it. I would guess that if you had $2 million of oil money, you'd have to give it back to cleanse your soul and get rid of that oil.
No. It's the raw statistic, gentlemen. Here it is. The Democrats got $5 million for the 2004 elections from oil and gas concerns. The Republicans got over $20 million. Simple math.
The thing is, they're both tainted. You know, I mean, even though it's 4-1, they're still tainted. You know, they are taking money. So they can say everybody does it.
Well, you will say everybody does it, whether they do or not. You're not about to, you know, take the heat alone. One little penny any time in your career from oil, you will be in a position where you'll be tagged, whether it's current and no matter how much the amount. What you got to do is you got to do what Boxer and some other people have done in the past, and that's send it back.
Oh, really?
There you go. Send it back. Marianne Akers is going to join us in our next segment.
Oh, excellent.
Heard on the Hill, the column she writes for Roll Call in D.C. She had a scoop she'll be sharing with us.
And do it.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Want to save money and stick at the big oil at the same time? Of course you do, and the Quake can help. We've exhaustively researched the lowest prices around for gas. Just log on to quakeradio.com and scroll down to best gas prices and plug in your zip to find the cheapest gas in your town.
real issues, real solutions. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm Paul Wells here at 722 with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and Mary Ann Akers. Will?
Mary Ann is here. Mary Ann Akers from Roll Call Newspaper. She has a column called Heard on the Hill, and she has an exclusive scoop. She's been scooped on her scoop, haven't you? People have been scooping your scoop?
People have been picking up my scoop,
yeah.
Which is good. Yeah.
Oh, that is
really good.
Oh, I thought it made your scoopness less or something.
It did not make me scooplessness or less scoopy.
Yes, you've always been multiply scoopy, I thought.
The two of you sounded like George Bush, creating new words. In the minute, she'll identify herself as the scooper.
I really pride myself on my scooplessness.
Your scooplessity?
Seriously, I had a fun little scoop on the Bush twins.
What happened?
Forget about the firing of a CIA agent and the gas prices, the political looming fight over that, and the White House shakeup. It's the Bush twins were the big scoop of that. They went to spin class at the gym where they belong, Tony. Downtown Sports Club LA is the name of it. They get there.
Now, help me out first. What is spin class? Is that where you go to learn how to be Marlon Fitzwater or
Tony Snow?
Or Tony Snow, yeah.
No, it's not. Although you would think that would be it in Washington. It's actually where you sit on stationary bicycles. It's kind of passe, really. It's pretty 90s. Sit on the stationary bikes, work out, and the spin instructor was there. Thursday morning, this was 1 week ago today, and he started making fun of the president. He was giving away a CD of music, which he brings to class every day, and he had a little something extra that day. He had brought a DVD of his favorite video clips, including a little movie of Bushisms, all of Bush's malapropisms, gaffes, right there in one little nice file. So he starts impersonating the president.
Oh, my God, in front of the twins?
In front, and didn't realize the twins were in his class. I don't know how he missed it.
Hello. Don't they have Secret Service guys?
Well, that's a good question. They do, and they blend in like nobody's business. They're very inconspicuous.
Yeah, right.
Except that when you're on the spin bike with a beer can in one hand. You could call attention to yourself.
Well, they were, they did a good job of keeping a low incognito profile. And, so basically he's, a little bit trashing of the president, but not much, making fun of him, impersonating him. Well, a little bit later, his boss called him and said, we got a little problem. Henry Hager just called us. Henry Hager is Jenna's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So he played the chivalrous boyfriend role, called the club and said, my gosh, my girlfriend and her sister were in class today and the instructor was making fun of their dad. Is this the kind of treatment they can expect? Apparently everything's been resolved, but it was quite a three-day story here in Washington, I'll tell you.
Oh, my. A tempest in a teapot.
And he did not get fired. In fact, I found out he is a Republican who not only voted twice for W, but voted twice for Daddy Bush. And, he's just a nice guy having some fun in class, doing what everybody else does, making fun of the president.
I don't know why they would be so sensitive. It seems to me it's a legitimate topic in this world of public, opinions, in this world of public figures. They have a right to discuss Mr. Bush. Why would anybody even bother to call it? Boyfriend's not very, that's not very chivalrous of him.
Well,
he should have gone over there and punched the guy out if he was really mad.
I think that, he was playing the role of the concerned boyfriend and wanted to see whether the instructor knew that the twins were in there. I think he wanted to see whether the instructor was so insensitive
that he did it on purpose. Yeah.
Right. And he really had no idea. I fully believe that.
Oh, that's great. Who picked up the story?
Let's see, the New York Daily News and the Washington Post, my competition.
No, the Post? Oh.
Of course, they weren't happy about having to do that and attribute it to me.
So you are a walking page six?
I would not say that. This is a pretty high bar. That's real inside gossip. I mean,
yeah, but you got them. You nailed them on this one.
They're covering, you know, all those movie stars, and I'm covering, like, 400 really boring people.
Yeah, I can't wait for your next scoop. It's going to be Jessica Simpson and Bill Frist in a love tryst. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least I did have it. So anyway, that was fun. It was a fun time. And then I, you know, ended. I had to, of course, milk my scoop for every thing it was worth. I mean, I milked
for
it dry.
Every period, yeah.
And yesterday I ended my three-day scoop fest by pointing out that actually the spin class instructor, his name is Glenn Mackle, has a connection to Jack Abramoff.
No.
It's true. His wife, the spin class instructor's wife, is a lawyer, big shot lawyer, at Chadbourne and Park. That's the firm that represents Jack Abramoff.
Wow, what a small world these people in D.C. live in. And I can imagine what she must have said to him when she read your story. Are you out of your mind? And she probably also said, and I have the only photograph of Jack with the twins. Which would really be a scoop. What is this Tony Snow deal? How did he end up at the top of the heap? Now
he really wanted it, apparently, and was lobbying pretty aggressively for the job. I think it's a really smart pick on the part of the White House, because here's somebody who is well-liked by the media, and let's face it, the White House is not well liked by the media. They've got to, you know, reinvigorate themselves, get some you know, energy in there, and get somebody who can talk to the media, who can answer their questions. And Scott McClellan, bless his heart, was sent out there to a pack of wolves, completely uninformed, couldn't answer questions, you know, dodging and weaving. And this is, I think this is a good choice. People like him, and apparently he has said to the president that he wants to be in the loop. In other words, he's not going to be sent out there uninformed the way that Scott McClellan was. That clearly didn't work. The White House has not been keen on providing information of any sort to the press. And they thought that worked for them for a while, keep us all completely in the dark, and therefore the American public in the dark. But now I think that they're sort of changing their tactic by hiring Tony Snow, somebody who's in the loop, somebody who's well-liked by the media.
I would think, Marianne, that his first outing will be, I guess, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is going to occur this Saturday, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. I am sure he'll be there. Absolutely.
Marianne Akers, let's talk about it some more in our next segment with Marianne Akers from Heard on the Hill. That's a column in the wonderful publication that comes out of D.C. that you can go where online to see and subscribe, Marianne?
Rollcall.com.
Exactly. And right now, we'll take a look at the news, keeping it real with Will and Willie, with John Scott on 960 The Quake.
That's a morning, Paul. Thank you. 7:30. It's time for traffic. In the Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by Scandinavian Designs. Vacaville, two-car crash blocking the off-ramp to Leisuretown Road from 80 westbound. 87 northbound before Santa Clara. Three-car crash now out of the roadway. Tow truck will be on the way. There's a car blocking the right lane on the upper deck right before Treasure Island. Far right lane, so says the bridge crew. BART running its whole system on time. Metering lights on at the toll plaza, Bay Bridge, backed up to the foot of the main. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office with 8 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. 7:31. Here's a look at what's happening this morning on 960. The Quake. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jack O'Connell, San Jose School District Superintendent Don Iglesias, and other local officials are holding a news conference this morning in San Jose to ask students to stay in school on Monday, May 1st.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology.
that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Cisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa quality botanicals to create a powerful acne fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Healthier and stress-free way of life? You'll find it at the New Living Expo, April 28th through the 30th at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. Explore 300 exhibits of natural health products, holistic practitioners, and a natural foods dining area. Attend workshops with internationally recognized experts, all for one low ticket price. While you're there, drop by the Quake booth to say hello and pick up some prizes. Details on the events page at quakeradio.com.
Giving you a front row seat for the White House follies and those both local and global. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells at 737. Will Durst is in Reno, but here with us nonetheless, Willie Brown and our guest, Mary Ann Akers from Roll Call Writes Heard on the Hill. And we were talking about Tony Snow, weren't we, Will?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be at the Correspondents' Dinner and probably be the major focus of a lot of attention.
Mary Ann?
Oh, yeah. I expect he'll be there, and he'll be at the pre-parties. I mean, it's almost become an all-day affair. In fact, I am invited to a brunch where I know a lot of people will be.
A brunch?
Be surprised. A brunch on the day of the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
A brunch before the pre-party?
Yes, it's a brunch. It's a big bipartisan brunch. It's held, the hosts are, Democrats and Republicans, sort of big-time operatives, and I'm sure they'll be inviting him to the brunch. But basically, people go, they drink champagne, they eat, they chit-chat, they get a little sauced up, they go home, they chill out for a little bit, change, go back at it for more at the pre-parties. And then the dinner itself, where Steve Colbert is going to be the headline entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Which will be fun. And then the after.
He's this year's flavor of the month.
I'm sorry?
He's this year's flavor of the month. They always find this year's flavor of the month.
He really is.
Yeah.
And then the big time after party is the Bloomberg party. Bloomberg News hosts a party that used to be hosted by Vanity Fair. They gave that up, and then Bloomberg swooped in to be the key preeminent after party. So everybody wants to.
Are you invited to that?
I am invited to that.
Ah.
How I got invited, who knows?
Excellent.
So I'm going to go, and I'm sure they're hoping that I'll make a little mention of it in the column, which I'm sure I will, because there will be so many people there, and, you know, movie stars, and, you know, it's like our version of the prom, basically.
I wonder if the twins are coming.
Hey, I wonder.
So watch out for that. And you might ask them about their spin experience.
They might be at some of the after parties. I will definitely ask them.
And watch to see what they drink and how much.
Now, I wonder if we're going to see Karl Rove at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I don't think people who testify before the grand jury is permitted to show up at these parties. This guy's been before the grand jury, more often than Sammy Davis Jr. used to appear at the Sands in Vegas.
That's his fifth time around.
In 3 hours yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to remember the lie you told the first time you were there?
So the prosecutors were saying there were some inconsistencies.
These are outright lies. I mean, if he had had any clue that you're going to return, you don't give your wonderful performance until the last time you're on stage.
Well, I thought it was interesting. The Washington Post reported today that according to a source, Rove left the courthouse not knowing whether he would be indicted. His attorney, Luskin, said that Rove was not a target. He was told that he was not a target of the investigation. But I thought the Post story was interesting in saying that he left the courthouse not knowing whether he would be indicted.
Marianne, are there prospects for any new persons in the staff changes that will take place in the White House?
Well, there is buzz that another shoe is going to drop, that somebody else in the cabinet will go. And I think some people are looking to see whether it may be Jon Snow.
Well, you think with two Snows now in the White House.
Two Snows. Two Snows, so they got to get rid of one of them.
I like what Big Ed Schultz called it, a snow job.
Right, a snow job, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Snow apparently was scheduled to speak at some big group yesterday late afternoon. It had been on the books for quite some time. I heard that he canceled that appearance at the last minute and instead went to dinner with another cabinet secretary and his wife. And I just don't know. It's just, at this point, it's just buzz, so who knows.
In the world of politics, anytime you cancel something significant like that, it means that you no longer have the authority to speak. And so you don't want to waste your time.
Uh-huh.
Well, it does. It does. You raise eyebrows, right? And it does sort of, it obviously raises that type of question or questions along those lines, yes.
And you're, but this guy's been on the banana peel now for the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
We've all been talking about the prospect. And I noticed that there's already Bolton couldn't, you know, consolidate in his power. The guy who replaces Karl Rove as the domestic policy advisor and the deputy chief of staff is an assistant or was an assistant to Bolton.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, though, on Karl Rove losing his domestic policy, power, he's still the most powerful guy in the Bush administration, in my view, because he's going to focus on politics. That's what he does best. I heard someone the other day say, you know, you don't take, you know, your best pitcher and stick him out in left field. He is politics. That's what he does. He wins elections. He got Bush elected twice. That's what he does best. So now he's going to go focus on helping the Republican Party because they're in trouble, and largely because of the president. You know, Congress, Republicans in Congress are very worried and concerned because of Bush's low approval ratings dragging them down. So Rove is basically rushing in to help them out.
Well, most politicians are nimble enough that when they're faced with adversity like this, they're able to sidestep it or change directions or refocus. But Bush has just been hit with bad news after bad news all year long.
It's sort of crushing and suffocating.
And he refuses to take any new direction. I don't think your spokesperson, you know, is really the infusion of new blood that Republican supporters were looking for.
Well, that in and of itself probably not, but because he's doing it in tandem with really beefing up his congressional role. In other words, he's sending people up to the Hill to try and mend fences with congressional Republicans who have become disenchanted with him and who felt so ignored for so long. So now they're really reaching out. I mean, they've got a very aggressive outreach effort to Congress. They're meeting with Republican senators and members every day virtually. And really trying to mend that relationship. So he's, I don't know, they're switching gears. They're trying to salvage this.
And he sent Rumsfeld out of the country, sent him to Iraq.
Well, what do you think that means, Willie?
I don't know if he had a round-trip ticket. He may be redeploying.
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. We have a permanent space for you here.
That's right, a shortage of manpower. Give him Rummy.
he can't get rid of Rummy. I mean, that would look like he's distancing himself from the Iraq War, and Rummy is the Iraq War.
And you notice Miss Rice suddenly surfaced again. I would assume that at the correspondents' dinner that you are being feted with this weekend, you'll see lots of people from the administration. So next week, I think you'll have something to say about who Condoleezza was there with. If she's seen dating Rummy again, you know, you go off to Iraq with Rummy. That's
well,
an interesting weekend.
Going to be the guest of ABC News. She's going to be their guest, and they're going.
So
to
everybody brings somebody.
She really likes this. Who's the New York Giants running back, Tiki Barber?
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves Tiki, and he's going to be a guest of, I believe, Bloomberg. And Bloomberg is hoping that they're going to woo Condi over to their table to hang out with them, you know, get a little scoop from her because they're hoping that she'll want to come over and chit-chat with Tiki.
I take it.
That's cheating. That's dangling bait.
that's how you do it. Yeah, everybody's dying to get the biggest guest.
That's toy Condi's boy bait.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, everybody's vying for the best guest. And that's the game that's played at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And I take it that which table are you seated at?
Well, I'm going to be going with an ABC affiliate here in town. I am a contributor to a radio station here, and at our table will be Fred Thompson, the former senator who's also an actor, and
Law and Order.
you know, he also was the usher for at least one of the Supreme Court nominees this year for Bush. And, you know, how they would have former GOP senators come back and be the usher for their nominees through the Judiciary Committee. And also Adrian Fenty, who is running for mayor of Washington, D.C., and may well be the next mayor.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you got a full plate. Mary Ann Akers of Roll Call, Heard on the Hill, is her column. Rollcall.com is where you can go to subscribe, read it on a regular basis, and she's one of our regular contributors here on our DC Thursdays, and we're continuing with the theme. Thank you, Mary Ann. Always great to have you chime in and join our conversation.
And I love being here. Thanks so much.
And you'll see the mayor of San Francisco and the mayor of Los Angeles. They've both been invited to attend.
Hey, I'll check them out.
I think CNN.
You're not going, Willie?
What is it?
How come you're not going?
They don't invite has-beens.
Oh, stop it.
I was. Let me tell you, I was there. Several times I did that dinner, and it was always with one of the big guys, you know, with either the Brokaw or Dan Rather or Peter Jennings, or one of those people.
Well, Mayor Brown, I may drop your name if you don't mind. So I
all right. Have fun.
Feel free to do so and tell Connie I really like the Gap.
And tell us all about it next week.
I will let her know.
I've got something to share with our Quake listeners right now. The rumors are true. The Bay Area is about to be visited by The Daily Show's Lewis Black, and the Quake has lots of tickets for our left-leaning, freedom-hating listeners to go see this bad, bad man. You go to QuakeRadio.com's contest page to register. All next week on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, you'll have 9 minutes and 60 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 60 seconds to call in if you hear your name on the air. You and three friends, you get a party. You and three friends will be at Lewis Black's May 6th show at the Oakland Paramount Theater. So for more details, all you got to do is go to QuakeRadio.com, and if you want to send an email, you go there to the Contact Us button and click Email Will and Willie, and you can also join in our conversation anytime by calling 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Our next segment, The Burst of Durst, 749, and we're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Budget and be more efficient by meeting online anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if sports movies are just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:52 on this Thursday morning. It's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Mr. Scandinavia. Speaking of gas prices, as we have been all week, our esteemed president is on record saying he can't do much. There's no magic wands. Yeah, well, neither are there fairy wings or giant toadstools upon which Donald Rumsfeld can perch. What's your point? He plans to investigate cheating, collusion, and or price fixing, and the good news is that report is done, and nothing has been found. He also plans to relax environmental rules, which you could see concrete bricks rolling off the freeway headed up the driveway towards your front door, and he wants to boost domestic supply, which is code for ANWR. He's also delaying deposits into our strategic petroleum reserve, which will probably save a nickel. Now, I've come up with some other things the president could do that would be as effective as what he's doing now to cut gas prices. One, he could run around in circles until he gets dizzy and falls down. Two, he could bang a walking stick on the ground real hard like Nanny McPhee. Three, he could get the entire House of Representatives to sing Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog in the key of off. Four, he could lay a wreath of $80 gas receipts at the tomb of the unknown SUV driver. Five, he could shoot a 78-year-old Texas lawyer in the face with a gun. Six, he could blame Barry Bonds for taking steroids. Seven, he could propose a bill that would give tax credits to oil companies. Eight, he could smoke cigars and drink scotch with Dick Cheney and laugh. And the last thing the president could do that would be as effective as what he's doing now in cutting gas prices, he could change the oil company's accounting reporting to base 12 so it doesn't sound so big. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
I love you. Always, you went to 9. You didn't go to 10.
I didn't go to 10.
Oh, well, what would have been the 10th, I would guess? He could send the twins to the exercise studio for spin.
And have a Donald Rumsfeld impersonator.
Yes, and assume that they were in training, as you so aptly put it earlier. I thought that was really neat.
That was funny, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, yes. You were on the job. Marvin Chris Water. People have forgotten that guy. He was the spin doctor for Bush 1.
Yes.
And the other person you referenced, who was Clinton's spin doctor? Spin doctor for Clinton?
Oh, well, the first one was...
Dee Dee Myers?
Dee Dee was the second one. The first one was George Stephanopoulos.
That's right, who's a talking head now.
The spokes smurf, I call them, because he's about 5 feet tall.
Yes, yes. And he looks like a replacement for... what's that other guy name about his size? Movie actor. Michael J. Fox.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah, he could be a stand-in.
Think about it. He could be a stand-in for Michael J. Fox.
And then there's Bob Costas. I always thought Bob Costas and Katie Couric should have kids.
No.
Yeah.
They... Katie deserves better.
Oh. Ooh.
Although Bob Costas is a friend.
So, Willie, we were talking about this weekend you not going to the Correspondents' Dinner, but that's because you have quite a handle. You got quite a bag of duties to do this weekend at the Democratic State Committee Convention up in Sacramento. What exactly is it that they want you to do?
Well, you recall that there was a boxing match in Nevada a few years ago in which a referee was selected, and the fight was between Holyfield and Tyson, and Tyson bit his ear.
Right.
They didn't think much of that man's skills. So I am being asked to step in into that breach. And if he had been successful at keeping Michael Tyson from eating Holyfield's ear, he would have been the guy selected to preside this weekend. Because Wesley and Angelitas will be at each other in the same fashion. They will be using every form of trickery there can be. And it will be my job as the referee to make sure that Wesley does not bite Angelitas' ear.
Or vice versa.
And the same goes for Garamendi's spear in Figueroa. The same goes for Joe Don and John Chang and a few other people.
Oh,
there are just
man.
All kinds of contests.
You are going to be busy,
yeah,
aren't
going
you?
On. Yeah. And it starts with the credentialing process. Can you see it now? You know, I don't suffer demonstrations and lightly, and there are going to be all kinds of demonstrations up there on the floor, and you can imagine how intolerant I'm going to be. I'm going to be kind of like Paul Wells when he constantly interrupts us in the midst of
to
great dialogue.
Yeah, that's making right. me the bad guy rather than the clock.
See, again, we're here having a pleasant conversation, and there he is, intruding, raving this one finger.
No,
Paul, that's the wrong finger.
Paul, that's the wrong finger.
Jamie will roll the music, see? And then.
Well, let him roll the music.
And I get to say
we'll
in our
sing
next
with
segment.
The music.
We'll have Congresswoman Barbara Lee joining us from Washington, D.C. It's our D.C. Thursdays, it would appear. And at 7:58, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells on 960, The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-6603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
2006 is the year of The Quake. Broadcasting in HD digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Is FEMA not worth fixing? A Senate committee thinks it should be scrapped. We have a live report from Washington and correspondent Dick Giuliano.
Jim, like rotting fish wrapped in last week's newspaper, key lawmakers are ready to throw out FEMA.
The fact is that sometimes an organization, private or public, becomes so dysfunctional and disreputable that it is beyond repair.
That's Senate Democrat Joseph Lieberman joining Senate Republican Susan Collins.
Our first and most important recommendation is to abolish FEMA.
Senators recommend a new, more powerful federal agency be created in its place. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says rising energy prices could mean inflation, and that has him concerned. Correspondent Lisa Goddard has that story from Capitol Hill.
The new Fed chairman admits the U.S. has a potentially serious problem.
Energy prices remain a concern.
Testifying before the Joint Economic Committee of Congress, Bernanke says the Fed is keeping a steely eye on oil prices and whether the sharp increases lead to price jumps in other things like food or other basics. He says that's not clear yet, but what is? Energy prices could be bumpy for some time.
As the world has little spare oil production capacity, periodic spikes in oil prices remain a possibility.
Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
ExxonMobil says its first quarter profit was $8.4 billion, but that's still lower than Wall Street forecasts. The Bee County commissioners in South Texas have passed a resolution calling for an Exxon boycott. County Judge Jimmy Martinez.
It was a surprise, actually. He had been told.
Exxon says it's plowing the profits into more exploration and refineries. It says it invested $74 billion worldwide between 2001 and 2005. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Tell them Will and Willie sent.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
300-3389.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the night news.
Okay, it's 8:04. This report is brought to you by Albertsons, helping make your life a bit easier. Here's what's happened in the Bay Area. Two-car crash blocking the Mission Boulevard off-ramp from northbound 880. Stop and go from 780 if you're headed to Vallejo up to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. Right before the Toll Plaza there, a crash just got cleared over the shoulder. Crash that was in the lanes, now out of the lanes, but a little slow behind it. 280 southbound after Cesar Chavez to San Francisco. San Rafael problem on 101 northbound before North San Pedro. It's a stall. It shouldn't be there too long. And a stall in the center of Divide, now waiting a tow truck, 101 northbound after the Capitol Expressway. What's for dinner? How about Albertsons Blue Ribbon Beef, hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality, only at Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning. We're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. And I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown here at the hotel having cappuccino. And I love your hat. That lavender hat is just too much.
You know, Tony never said a word about that hat. I went to great pains and trouble to get that hat. I wanted him to see it. I wanted to impress him. And he just ignored it completely.
Just didn't even look at it all.
No, he's already into New Orleans. That's where he's going to be next week with Will Durst.
That's right. And Will's in Reno today.
Don't you wish we had that travel schedule, these guys? Reno one day, Vegas the next, wherever. And then, of course, the Jazz Heritage Festival in New Orleans.
Now, one of the things in Congress right now was the idea in the Senate there floating around that FEMA should be abolished, and we have joining us right now from Washington, D.C., Congresswoman from the 9th District in the East Bay, Barbara Lee. Welcome again to The Quake and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Good morning.
Hello, Barbara. Willie Brown here.
So you have a lavender hat on, Willie?
I'm matching my tie and my socks.
And his suspenders.
And my suspenders. I'm into my purple phase today, Barbara.
I'd love to have a picture of that. I think that is a very good color for you.
Well, you do.
For my purple wall, it would look good.
My purple wall. I mean, Barbara is quite talented. It took her several years, but she actually designed and built the house she lives in.
Oh, no kidding.
Very few people know that.
Where does she live?
She will never tell anybody. Listen, she's stunned that I would remember that she actually did that. She bought the lot and carefully almost like the old pioneer days, you know, when you did it all yourself and got it just the way you wanted.
Sticks and stones. 12 years.
12 years?
I didn't know it took that long. 12 years?
It's a long story.
It's not as long as what you've just done to Mr. Bush. I see in the news accounts where the amendment you got attached is now going to require some transparency. What exactly is that?
Well, it's about time. You know, what I've been working on, and I've been working on various phases of this over the years, is just to require really the administration to submit a report to the Intelligence Committee describing any authorization granted over the last 10 years to engage determines what type of activities they've been engaged in overthrowing democratically elected governments. And we all know that the U.S. goes around the world promoting democracy on one hand, but yet when they don't like the types of democracies that have emerged, they undermine those democracies. And so such actions, I think, fly in the face of our own fundamental principles. And that's very hypocritical, and I think it's about time now that at least members of Congress know where the administration, and if the administration, any administration, is undermining democracy wherever it could occur throughout the world. And so we're just asking for a report to let us know what they're doing.
Did this administration ever give a report on the U.S. activities in Haiti and the overthrow of that democratically elected head of state?
No, I've introduced a resolution. It's called the Truth Commission. It's an independent, calling for an independent commission to look at the type of covert activities that were taking place and what really actually transpired in terms of U.S. involvement as it relates to Haiti. I co-chair the Haiti Task Force, and we were very involved in this run-up to this terrible overthrow of the government there. And so, consequently, we haven't been able, of course, because of the political dynamics of the House, get this passed, which would create this independent bipartisan commission. But sooner or later we will, when we take back this House. But in the meantime, I think it's important, in the spirit of transparency and access to information, to know where in the world, and literally where in the world, this administration is moving and how it is using its resources to undermine democratically elected governments. And that's why I introduced this amendment. And there is a 10-year reporting limit, so it won't cover countries that we know we were involved in, Chile and Nicaragua, but it would cover Haiti. And, of course, you know, there are many things going on now with Venezuela and other Latin American countries that the administration may be targeting.
Did not the U.S. establish originally that government or assist in establishing that government in Haiti?
Well, Haiti's had a very volatile, period for many, many years. But this government, the former government of President Aristide, was a government that was elected by the people of Haiti. And, of course, the United States initially, when Clinton came in, supported President Aristide. But over the years, what happened was President Aristide had the support of the masses, the poor people who had been shut out of the economic and democratic fabric of Haiti, and he was bringing them in, and he was taxing the businesses that were exploiting people. And so what happened was the U.S. started undermining his administration. And I can remember several years ago Haiti had negotiated with the international financial institutions millions of dollars in loans to help them with their infrastructure and health and education, and the U.S. actually blocked the release of those loans for years. So it was a very sinister covert activity. They squeezed Haiti financially. They sent people in. They supported the thugs who had gone into hiding. The U.S. resurrected them. They, you know, allowed drug dealers to come in to the country and provided weapons. Actually, I got another amendment passed a couple of months ago that said that the United States has to stop funding arms and weapon sales to Haiti, and we need to know who is, which companies are selling weapons to Haiti. So it's been a whole series of unbelievably horrible.
When President Aristide was escorted out of the country in the most recent ISAC coup that happened in that country, did he not go out on a CIA airplane?
That's what we understand, and that's what the president indicated, that he was flown out, did not know where they were taking him. They ended up taking him to the Central African Republic, better known as CAR. They took he and his wife. President Aristide said they came in and took him. It sounds like to me that he was actually kidnapped. And I think that's why we need the commission that I've tried to get established to really look at the facts, what went down, what the Bush administration's role was in the overthrow, because this was a coup d'etat. I mean, what happened with him was a coup.
All right. You referenced the prospects for democratic success in the fall of 2006. Give us your view on that. And if you could, tell us a little bit and update us, if you know, about the race in San Diego to replace Duke Cunningham.
Well, Francine Busby, of course, is the Democratic candidate. She's a very good candidate. She is very appropriate for that district. And believe me, we sent down Team Lee from my district to work in her campaign during the primary. And there is so much support for her and a lot of, I would say, reluctance to vote for another Republican, because the whole culture of corruption and the cost of corruption are on everyone's mind throughout the country. And we're making a big push to take this seat on June 6th. I think that she's going to win, but of course we have to, again, as you know, Willie, raise money and send people down there to help her pull it off. But I believe she was the highest vote getter, from what I remember, among all of the candidates. And so we have a real chance in California to take a Republican seat, and I think people need to take this seriously, and anything they can do to help in San Diego, send people, send money, they should do that. We have a candidate, Patsy Madrid, out of New Mexico, a Latina, who's a wonderful woman, very smart. I'm working to help her. She's taken on a Bush supporter, Heather Wilson, and Patsy is the Attorney General of New Mexico, has a very good shot at winning. On the radar, which I'm trying to work with the DCCC to get them to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee to put her higher on the radar, is Angie Pacioni out of Colorado. Wonderful woman in the Senate. I believe she's part African American and part Italian. And we're going to be raising money out in my area on May 12th for both of these candidates and a few others to try to help with their campaigns. And I hope people in the Bay Area understand that while we have a strong Democratic registration, strong Democratic delegation with Nancy Pelosi, who's doing a phenomenal job and will be the speaker, we have to make sure that these candidates around the country are elected so that they can vote for
That's Barbara
Nancy
Lee.
Pelosi.
The voice you're hearing is that of Barbara Lee, the congresswoman from the East Bay, and she is with us on 960 The Quake on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and of course discussing the real prospects on almost a state-by-state basis for what could be a revolutionary turnover in the U.S. House of Representatives, propelling and pushing into place the first female speaker ever in the history of this incredible democratic nation.
I got a question for the representative.
Uh-huh.
Congresswoman Lee, thank you for joining us here.
Good to be with you.
I'm just curious, how do you prioritize delegating money to the candidates? Is it based polls? Is it based on feasibility? Is it do they have to suck up to the central committee? Does having a relationship, a little kissing, you know, some gifts? How does it work out?
No, these are cold-blooded decisions, let me tell you. And
it's hard to make those decisions, isn't it?
Yeah, but Willie knew. I mean, he's the master.
You look at the
registration in these districts. You look at the constituencies. You look at the ability to raise money. I'll never forget Willie, when I first ran for the assembly, he said, "Don't come back to see me until you raise $50,000.
Stay out of my way until you got more money.
Yeah.
I know, Congresswoman Lee, you want to talk about immigration. We should get to that in our next segment.
Sure.
That's a very important topic to our listeners here for Progressive Talk Radio. And keeping it real with Will and Willie, I'm Paul Wells, and stay with us with Congresswoman Barbara Lee on the phone from Washington, D.C. on this Thursday, 960 The Quake.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways? Trapped in a cube or office? Co-workers working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
laid off or can't find your dream job, you hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the job squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
It's patriotic to stand up for what's right when the right is wrong. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. 821, I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who was being asked a question by Will. And Will, we want to just get that back on the plate because we kind of joked around about how Willie Brown had told Congresswoman Lee, you got to get $50,000 before you come back to
me. Don't show up unless you get 50 grand.
So how do you prioritize?
Yeah, but
who gets the money in the races?
Yeah, but I think that's part of it. The candidate's ability to raise money is very important until we get public financing, of course, of campaigns, you know. So that's one factor. But secondly, looking at the registration, the Democratic registration versus the Republican registration, and does that candidate, is that candidate...
We lose her? We lost her.
Hello? No, I'm here.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. The registration and base voter registration and the candidate and how closely does the candidate fit that district? For example, is this a moderate district, a liberal district, a progressive district, and does the candidate meet that profile? Also, it's important to prioritize the open seats versus seats that we're going to challenge. Like, for instance, again, Francine Busby's seat, the race that she's in San Diego, that now is an open seat. So that's a priority. And so you have to kind of list all of the factors, and then knowing we have about 15 seats, decide which 30 candidates you're going to really go behind and help.
How do you keep the pressure up on the Republicans? We got 7 months. The momentum is going to be hard to keep up. I know nothing they have done this year has shown any sort of competence whatsoever.
Well, I think they're self-destructing. And when you look, and people are very smart. They understand that this is probably what I call a do-nothing Congress. They can't even get their votes together to pass a budget. When you look at the war, you know, they, for the most part, don't know what to do. They know that the public understands this was an illegal and immoral war, and we need to end it and bring our young men and women home, but they're not saying that.
How about the audacity, the unmitigated gall of blaming the Democrats for the gas prices when they stymied all the Democratic amendments that were up for the energy bill?
Sure, and you look at who wrote the energy bill. It was the energy industry, the oil industry. You know, and so when you look at the cost of corruption, when you look at the fact that the Medicare prescription drug bill was written by the pharmaceuticals, and who's it benefiting? The pharmaceuticals, and it's really a horrible mess for senior citizens. Those are the costs of what they have done here in Washington, D.C. in terms of their agenda. And so I think we're going to win because people know that they have abandoned them. They have been primarily a party of the for the wealthy and for war, and people are tired of that. They want to see resources put into schools, into infrastructure, into job creating, into making America competitive once more, and into peace and security, and they're sick of this agenda.
Congresswoman Lee, you have spent some time focused on the immigration issue as well, in the streets and the demonstrations that are out there that we've been covering on 960 The Quake for some time now, raises issues about what role, if any, will immigration play in this forthcoming election, and how should it best be handled as a substantive issue in and of itself?
Sure. Well, let me say the Bay Area really is a wonderful immigrant community, and so for many, many years, since I worked for Ron, who is a great supporter of immigrant rights. We've worked on immigration issues, but the highest caseload in my district are immigration cases. And so we have a very keen and good understanding of what needs to happen in terms of full immigration reform. And I'm going to tell you, we're not going to allow this administration to scapegoat immigrants. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the notion that they want to build a wall? Huh?
Isn't that awful?
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. The notion that they want to build a wall and that they want to criminalize undocumented immigrants, that to me is about as backwards and as immoral and as repulsive as you can get. And so very few Democrats voted for the Sensenbrenner bill. But having said that, let me just say it's very important that we come out, I think, with a strong, comprehensive immigration policy that includes, you know, a process for earned legalization, a clear path to citizenship. Children need to be able to pursue an education. Yes, we need sensible border security, and no one's saying we don't want border security, but what we object to is them trying to equate immigrants with terrorists and with criminals, and that is horrible. As a country of immigrants, how in the world did we get here? You know, I think that this year, just as they tried to use the issue of gay marriage and other wedge issues in the previous campaign, which we didn't let them do last time, and we're not going to let them use immigration as a wedge issue to scapegoat immigrants and to divide our communities. Actually, Monday, we're working on putting together a press conference with African-American ministers and with African immigrants and immigrants from the Caribbean and immigrants from Latin America and Central America to talk about. In fact, we're all there, and we're in our community wing is trying.
Demonstrations on the streets of in America these days, you see it's virtually all Latinos. You see almost no African-Americans. How is it, Congresswoman, that you can talk about the increased attention that African-Americans need to give to this issue?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that, first of all, we have got to insist that people of color not be pit against each other. The ranking Democrat on the Immigration Subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee is an African-American woman out of Houston, Texas, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And we're working together now because I think it's very important, and you're right, we haven't seen many African-Americans in these marches. I've been in most of them, and Sheila has, and our staffs have. But it's important that we educate the black community that to the fact that outsourcing is creating a big hole in terms of the job market here, that we've got to talk about how we create fairer wage structures and better benefits for everyone. And we've got to talk about the fact that immigration policies can't be policies and the movement can't be a movement that bifurcates and segregates us out, and that we've got to stick together in this. And I think this involves more public education and community education, and we're certainly working on that. And I think that the black community, especially in the Bay Area, they get it. We had an immigration forum with Congressman Mike Honda and Congressman Luis Gutierrez and members of the Congressional Black Caucus in Oakland and Laney College several months ago. And everyone there understood the fact that we can't allow this administration to chop up our communities and to divide our communities and to scare our communities and to use this as a way to divide us.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee, we always enjoy your joining in with the conversation here on 960 The Quake and from Washington, D.C. on our D.C. Thursdays as they're turning out. And I appreciate your getting in touch with us to join in the conversation, give us the news on what you're working on, and keep up the good fight.
Hey, thank you. Good talking with you, and hope to see you soon.
All right, Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to have her come by here at the Hotel Vitale, where we broadcast live Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. You can come by and sit in our comfortable chairs, have a cup of coffee, and you can even get online here. Go to quakeradio.com while you're listening and send an email in. Right now, we'll check in with the news, weather, and traffic. I'm Paul Wells, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. John Scott.
Thank you, Paul. 8:30. Traffic in the Crown 4 Traffic Center now. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, and we're brought to you by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. Much heavier traffic on 80 westbound between Willow Ave before that due to an earlier motorcycle crash. So between, say, 780 and up to all the way up to the Hoffman Split, you'll see a lot of bad, slow, stop and slow traffic. Menlo Park, 101 northbound before Marsh, three-car crash now over on the shoulder. That's about it for major problems. Metering lights on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza still with a backup to the foot of the maze, but no other close-by accidents, say, from Golden Gate Field up on 80, 580, or 880. They're fine. Toyota certified used vehicles feature 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. 8:31, here's a look at what's happening at 960, the quake. Legislation that would make it tougher for San Francisco landlords to convert rental properties to condos has passed a Board of Supervisors committee vote. If the full board approves it, the ordinance would ban condo conversions in buildings where multiple evictions have taken place. Mayor Gavin Newsom's office wouldn't say whether he would sign the law if it reaches his desk. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission has voted to make up for the shortfall that was needed to pay for a study on building a suicide barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge. It will look at how the barrier would interact in high winds with a movable median barrier. Increasing gas prices are not changing Americans' driving habits, but here's a twist. A new study by Kelley Blue Book conducted this month found that 62% of new car shoppers are strongly considering a vehicle they wouldn't have thought about buying earlier. Editors said in a news release that hybrid vehicle consideration reached an all-time high of 14%. That's twice as high as in March. The market for midsize SUVs is bottoming out. The government might send you a check for $100, as if we don't have enough entitlements. Senate Republicans are trying to work a bill through that would send rebate checks to millions of taxpayers to arguably cushion the impact of high gas prices. But here's their catch. It's tied to a measure to drill for oil in a pristine wildlife refuge. Quake weather. Mostly sunny, beautiful afternoon. Highs in the 60s and 70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We'll be right back on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Equal parts fiery mariachi, sizzling salsa spins, and mesmerizing Aztec dancers. Stir in captivating drum beats, tantalizing cha-cha, and simmer to serve up San Francisco's annual Cinco de Mayo Festival. It's Friday, May 5th, and it's one of the city's most spectacular traditions. The Cinco de Mayo celebration will be held from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Park de los Niños on 23rd between Treat and Folsom. For details, go to the events page at quakeradio.com.
Thursday, live from the Hotel Vitale from 7 to 10. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can join in the audience and join in the conversation by going to quakeradio.com. Before we continue our D.C. Thursday, Willie Brown and Will Durst, we have a challenge from one of our listeners, and maybe you both can take a crack at it. An email to quakeradio.com from Johnny Olo. Yeah, well, we had Representative Lee, and he feels that she insulted the intelligence of all Democrats by saying that Nancy Pelosi is doing a great job. Could you both name one good thing Nancy Pelosi has done? That's his challenge. Name one thing.
Oh, shit.
Asking me to name one thing Nancy's done? Nancy's done a number of things that are very good. For an example, Nancy has refocused the Democrats so that they're all walking lockstep as they go about to try to defeat the Republican majority and gain back the House. And people are optimistic about her prospects. She's raised more money and orchestrated the process of raising more money on putting together a campaign apparatus that we have not seen the likes of since I probably put together one that took the House and took care of things in the state of California for 14 and a half years. My guess is the person who made that question is far more interested in symbolic victories, like whether or not she's done something about the war, than he is about trying to get the power and the control. You get the power and the control, which is what Nancy clearly understands, then you can hold Nancy accountable. You cannot hold Nancy or any other Democrat accountable as long as the Republicans are in charge.
There you go.
I got one.
What's that, Will?
She bought Paul a really nice sport coat. Her husband, Paul. Yeah. Not you, Paul. Well,
yes.
Paul, she didn't buy you a sport coat.
No, I
she bought her husband, Paul Pelosi, a very nice sport coat. I saw it on opening day. It was lovely, actually.
And you asked him?
Yes. And it was a gift from her.
I see.
And that's the substantive part of her effort.
Bob Summerby, the dailyhowler.com, joins us on The Quake every Thursday at this time. And, Bob, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Paul. That sounded like a little payola story starting there for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute I was scared because I got nothing for moderating. I just did the moderating.
I was getting nervous myself, and I'm 3,000 miles away.
Your town hall
you
meeting.
Missed that sport code,
no
huh?
fee involved.
I thought the mayor's answer there was interesting. I mean, there's sort of a new conventional wisdom growing in D.C. that the Democratic leadership here has been more effective. You know, they've taken a lot of abuse over the last few years, but they have actually been more effective in stopping various Bush policies and proposals, and they've gotten credit for. So I was interested.
Is it amazing what timing does? Because, I mean, you think about it, you think all the way back to the Jimmy Carter presidency, where he was blamed for the morass and the miasma of the economy at the time, and all it was the byproduct of the whole oil embargo, and he was just stuck there from 76 until 80, and then Reagan came in, and the economy boomed back, and it's all about timing.
It's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah. And I'm really good, so I should know about that. What else is going on in D.C., Robert Summerby?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the funniest thing yesterday had to be Karl Rove testifying again. Five times. I really think this is This is turning into some kind of entertainment scheme for the grand jury itself, I think. You know, sort of like, let's see how many ways this guy can tell the same story. Something like that, you know. It's, geez.
He's on a bungee cord, yeah. There's a grand jury bungee, I think, going on here.
That's a lot of times to tell the same story. And I have to say, I have a slightly contrarian view on this as a Democrat. I just think it's time, you know, to either charge this guy or cut bait, because, you know, I don't think anyone thought he was going to go in there and tell the truth in the beginning.
I thought the grand jury expired.
It did, and this is a new grand jury. But, you know, this is, it's turning into sort of a biannual perp walk, and I'm serious. Every 6 months he has to go through the perp walk, and I have to say I get a feel from Fitzgerald. I mean, you know, most liberals are very high on Fitzgerald. I'm a little less high. At his press conference back in October, he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I looked it up this morning to make sure I wouldn't be unfair. He basically said about Libby, when he was asked why hasn't Libby been charged for revealing the name of Valerie Plame, he basically said, well, if we get him on the perjury, he's done us all harm, but if we get him on the perjury, that's serious too, so we'll get him for that, and that'll make up. And that to me is the kind, that starts to sound like Ken Starr. I know where justice is. I know how to punish these guys. I really don't want my prosecutors doing that in political cases. And I start to get that feel with this Roe thing. It's like, well, we'll make him do this perp walk twice a year. I mean, if he committed a crime, charge him. That's fine with me.
Period. Just charge him and move on.
Yeah, it's just starting to get a little silly in my book. I don't know. I mean, I assume this will sort of be it, and he'll move on from here one way or the other. But that's, you know, Willie, this is another area where I see a lot of Democrats and liberals focusing on symbolic victories. You know, it's almost like some of us take the attitude, if we just wait every 30 years, the Republicans will screw up so badly they'll get arrested for something, and then we'll pick up the seats in the House. I mean, it's such a defeatist. There are so many liberal websites that are just obsessed with this case, and, you know, it really just doesn't go to the heart of what wins and loses elections. And I think if we spent more time building our messages and building our approaches to the public, I think we'd be better off than,
well, also,
maybe they'll commit a crime and get arrested.
There's another,
maybe we can defeat these bad men.
There's another element, which was when this case first came out, it was the lifeline for the Democrats. It was a life preserver thrown out into raging waters, and now the waters are still, and we pretty much can swim the shore, and it's almost all but forgotten because the tide has turned, and the surf is coming in, and we're riding the quest, and a bunch of other aquaphobic metaphors. But now it doesn't seem to be as important as it was.
There's so much to work with. I mean, the idea that we have to focus on, I mean, did he or did he not mislead the grand jury? Well, I assume he did to some extent. The Roe, I'm saying, Libby, it seems, you know, the indictment on Libby for perjury was pretty convincing, and that's fine. Go ahead. I mean, you know, perjury is a crime.
What about Tony Snow?
To work with, other than this, I mean, big, important things. That this is really, I just find this to be a bit on the trivial side, and I don't know.
But we are talking about Valerie Plame, and everybody forgets that when they mentioned Valerie Plame, when Robert Novak mentioned Valerie Plame, and then he mentioned Brewster Jennings, which was the cover organization that she supposedly worked. Now, that taints anybody who had ever put on their resume Brewster Jennings. Novak didn't just out this one, Joseph Wilson's wife. He outed anybody who ever said that they had worked for Brewster Jennings.
But who would believe that Brewster Jennings was a real name? Come on.
it sounds like the name of Mr. What's his name from Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Willie.
They
should
have called him Brewster Jennings III.
960, the Quake. We've got Summerby from DailyHowler.com. He's in Washington, D.C.
By the way, quick entertainment note. Tonight, Matt Cooper, the Time journalist who almost went to prison on this, returns to the comedy stage for the first time since all this happened.
Oh, no kidding. Where?
At the Improv. We're doing a little charity event there, and Cooper's down as one of the celebrity performers. So I'm sure he's got some hilarious jokes about...
how come you guys didn't invite me?
Yeah.
Bob, we got a couple of minutes left, and Willie Brown had a question here.
Is Tony Snow the MC for this?
Tony Snow will not be appearing tonight.
Oh, rats.
He's moved on.
What, he has another job?
He's, yeah, he's going to be the new spokesman. He's the new Scott McClellan, a new and improved Scott McClellan. You know, it's kind of funny. There have been two liberal critiques of the hiring of Tony Snow. One is, Tony Snow is such a Bush shill. And the other critique is, look at all the nasty things Tony Snow said about Bush. It's hard to put these two together. You know, in particular, he said last fall, he called Bush embarrassing at one point in one of his columns, and you know, people were kind of making hay of that, but I actually looked it up on Nexus. That was the nicest thing anyone said about Bush that day, so it wasn't quite as bad as we may have thought. But to me, this is really, you know, we talked about this last week, but it seems like the end of an era in a way. You know, Scott McClellan was brought on, as we said, just to say six words and basically not to answer anyone's questions. And I think that was something Bush thought he could get away with after his reelection. You know, forget you. You can ask your questions. I'm going to just give you six words. That's all you'll get. You'll hear nothing from me. There won't be any response to you. You're just there to be treated like clowns. And we'll send out this kid who just won't say a word to you. And that clearly has not worked. And they've had to dump McClellan, and I don't think that's how this new regime is going to work, and that's better for everybody. But I think it's, you know, again, it's what you were saying, that it's a symbol of the way the Bush castle has kind of fallen down in the last 2 years. They're going to have to answer some questions.
What's your view on the nonsense that's going on around that U.S. Senate demands that FEMA disappear? And in this case, it's Joe Lieberman joining with some Republicans.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I really don't get it. I mean, the idea that the agency is so bad that it has to just be I just don't understand. I understand the theory that, like, if your car is in a bad car wreck, it can't be fixed. But the idea that FEMA has been totaled, I don't quite get how that...
That's a good one.
I don't understand that whole... Why can't you just put in... The problem is they can't get anyone to take the job... head of FEMA. It's one of those...
Paulison?
It's become one of those jobs that Americans won't take. You know, we'll have to bring in some guest worker to be the head of that agency.
Well, we got David Paulison.
I was thinking, William, you might be able to explain it. I can't understand how an agency... I don't even get why they have to just throw it away and build a whole new... I just don't even understand that.
Doesn't make sense to any of us, Bob Summerby. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, 5.5 to be exact.
DailyHowler.com is where you can get more from Bob Summerby, who joins us every Thursday. We're doing kind of a D.C. Thursday, and we'll have Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez in the next hour on immigration and homeland security. And by the way, I did mention last hour, and I'll mention for you right now, that the Bay Area is about to be visited by The Daily Show's Lewis Black. And the Quake has lots of tickets for our listeners to go see this guy. He is one of the funniest men on the planet. And you can go to quakeradio.com, go to the contest page to register. The contest page to register now all next week on Keep It Real with Will and Willie. You'll have 9 minutes and 60 seconds to call in if you hear your name on the air. And then you and three friends get to go see Lewis Black's May 6th show at the Oakland Paramount Theater. And, of course, details are right there at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Will. You know what's next?
I would think that it would be something to do with what I would do.
Yes, WWWD, what would Willie do? 849, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor right out of today's news. News indeed. Media news out of Denver is buying Knight Ridder's daily and weekly Bay Area newspapers. A lot of people think this will give them virtually a stranglehold monopoly on Bay Area newspapers, except for the two dailies in San Francisco. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer, as you know, Mr. Mayor, has said his office will review the transaction to determine whether any reduction of competition in those markets would be significant to warrant intervention. What would Willie do?
Well, I think I, in the capacity of, as the Attorney General, I do exactly what Attorney General Bill Lockyer is attempting to do. After all, when the Hearst newspaper chain attempted to take over both the Chronicle and hold on to the Examiner, as the mayor of the city, I joined with Senator Feinstein, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, and others to, in fact, block that effort and produce an alternative ownership for the Examiner. And in this case, it was the Fang group of newspapers, Chinese, and the first time we'd had a Chinese owning a daily in America, I think. The results were that after 5 or 6 years of struggling to put the Examiner in place as a competitive paper, it was sold to the Anschutz people out of Denver. And we now have a competitive paper in the Examiner here in San Francisco versus the Chronicle. Competition in the world of the news media, particularly the print media, is really important. And I just hope that in the evaluation that the Attorney General is currently doing, he will be able to put a sufficient amount of fear in the hearts and souls of those who would try to consolidate all the press under one control, so that in fact it's not under one control. Good competition in print organizations is really important. We had the best competition in the best and most viable city in the world when there were five daily newspapers operating in San Francisco. I wish we could get back to that. I would hate to see one news organization control all of the outlets. Willie would do what the AG is doing.
That's what would Willie do today. And, you know, it's also not just the newspapers, but also the websites. And then the following the model that the media news has already used in other places, like in Los Angeles, and consolidating staffs, cutting down. You wind up having one reporter represent nine newspapers. That's a 1 in 9 chance of having a really important question asked from a different reporter.
And it's also a 1 in 9 chance of making sure that bad information gets out there. Misinformation in many cases is what the result sometimes happens to be. You also have an incredible reduction in quality because, after all, people who really become writers for newspapers, they don't make a whole lot of money. They really are dedicated people. They're some of the best detectives you'd ever want to meet without carrying a badge or a gun.
Ink flowing in their veins.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And that's why the Constitution must protect their right to do what they do and to be, in some cases, relatively confidential about what they do. I am a great admirer of real quality journalists. I'm an incredible critic for those who are not.
We've noticed. Haven't we, Will?
Well, he seems to have a certain penchant for picking on a couple of people who, in the Bay Area, have picked on him.
And picked on a certain person still capable of hitting one out of the park.
As he did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up as a pinch hitter, Will.
Ninth inning.
Dramatic.
I watched
ninth
it on
inning.
TV. I saw it on TV. And
the
I
score is 7-5.
Seven
the other
to four.
Team.
Yeah, 7-4, and he hits a 3-run homer.
Oh, that our pitching would just hold up.
Well, then Benitez comes through.
And then his second
2 innings.
Yeah.
And then Munter blows it. Munter's been the one who's been good all year long. Oh, God.
Yeah. And then Barry was up again with nobody on and two people already out. And he hit that ball straight away to the center. If it had been in any other direction, it would have been his second home run of the day, which would have put him... He's now within striking distance of Ruth, right?
Yeah, he said 7-11. He's 3 away.
He's 3 away from tying Ruth. My guess is that in this home series, now that he seems to have gotten his eye, he will probably tie him in this home series.
And the headline in today's Chronicle, even in his toughest years, Bonds can still inspire his fans, and there's proof right there. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez joins us in the next segment on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge, and that's